Okay, so we saw that it's been proved Atma is Kutastha Chaitanyam in the last class that we saw. Having said that much, now the student is asking, you know, Ahankara doesn't give up easily. Pujya Swamiji used to call the Ahankara a ninja. Yeah, he used to call the Ahankara a ninja. Why? Great fighter, he will keep fighting. Even if you think he is dead, he will get up again. Even if you think he is dead, he will come up again. He is knocked down and again he comes. And the ninja in the Japanese society came from the opposite extreme of the samurai. In terms of class, samurai were at the top, what we call the kshatriyas in India. And the ninjas were like the nichas in India, the nicha. The root in Japanese is nacha, something like that, isn't it? So the word ninja, the root, nacha, something like that is the root. Yeah, nacha, something like that is the root. From there the word ninja has come. Nicha, right? The opposite extreme. Ahankara is a nicha. Okay. Atma is glory. So, when you miss the glory of the Atma, you get the ninja, that Ahankara. Doesn't give up easily. One justification of the other, one question of the other. Keep coming up, keep coming up. Okay. So same, that's what's happening. Again a question is coming up. Yet Devam Bhagavan Kutastha Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupe Mayi Shabdyad Akara Baudha Pratyeshu Mat Swarupaha Upalabdhi Abhasa Phalavasanavat Avasanavatsu Utpadyamaneshu Kastu Aparado Mama. He says, I am Kutastha Nitya Upalabdha Swarupa. Kutastha, changeless, Nitya, eternal, timeless. Upalabdha Swarupa, the Swarupa of all knowledge. The Swarupa of knowledge, the content of the knowledge. That awareness which becomes knowledge. Okay, this is Mayi. Shabdyadi Akara, because of Shabda, etc., meaning any object, that Akara, in the form of that, Buddhi Pratyaya, the thoughts that happen in the Buddhi, and Mat Swarupa Upalabdhi Abhaspalavasa. And that, what do? I am illumining it. The Pratyas are being formed and I am illumining it. No. Then, Upalabdhi Maneshu, and whatever, there the problem comes from, I am taking the modification to myself. What is my fault there? How come, in other words, isn't, how come I am doing it? I am the one who is objectifying the thoughts, etc., the concepts, etc., and I am taking those concepts as myself. Because with respect to that, I am taking myself as a knower of those concepts. I know this, I know that. Look at it. When you say, I know this, the knowledge is objectified. But by the basis of that knowledge, you also made a self-judgment. I have this knowledge, I am ignorant, I am knowledgeable. So where is the fault, that fault coming from? Somewhere it is coming from. I am supposed to be Kutastha Nitya, Chaitanya. That cannot make a mistake. Mind by itself is inert, etc. Wherever it is, I was asking. Where is this problem coming from? What's my fault? Sir, it's not my fault. Yeah. I know I'm independent, but with respect to the adhyasa, I seem to be helpless. What are you saying? If I'm independent, I cannot be helpless. If I'm helpless, I'm not independent. It seems to be a catch-22 situation here. He says, Satyam nasti aparadaha kintu avidya matraha tu aparadaha iti rageva vachama. He says, it is not a fault. If at all there is a fault, it is ignorance. The original sin. Ignorance. Because there is ignorance, I don't know myself. I manifest in the mind as I, and I don't know myself. Why? There is ignorance in the mind. But at the same time, I know I am. Therefore, conveniently make the mistake. What I am associated with is me. I am associated with body and mind. Therefore, it is me. Shah Rukh Khan and the beggar. I am associated, I am dressed in the robes of a beggar. I have amnesia of who I am. Therefore, I must be a beggar. Same thing. He is coming back to that point that he made in the beginning. This is it. I have said this in the beginning. Ignorance is responsible for it. Not a fault. Ignorance cannot be a fault. How can ignorance be a fault? I'm born like that. I'm born ignorant. Being born ignorant is not a fault. Not seeking knowledge can be. Yeah. Justifying ignorance can be. Getting stuck in it, not confronting it, avoiding knowledge can be a problem. Sometimes we do that. The thing that we are, that will free us, we are afraid of. The Upanishad says that. Abhaye bhaya darshanaha. And that will give you fearlessness. You become afraid of the hand. University has seen this. You go to learn from a teacher and then you get scared of the teacher. Kiske liye? For what? The guy is confrontative. मेरा इज्जत का फलूड़ा बना देगा होता है पार्ट ऑफ द गेम. नो आई वोंट आस्क हिम दैट. देन हू विल यू आस्क? हे, द नॉलेज दैट विल फ्री यू. आई एम नॉट रेडी फॉर इट. फॉर द नॉलेज देन गेट रेडी. ना are you getting that? But I have a lot of desires. So, what's the problem? Karma Yoga, right? Karma Yoga is there for you to grow out of the desire. What's the problem? I have a lot of other issues. Take care of them. Are you getting that? Therefore, ignorance is not a fault. Now he's, I told you, no? Ninja, doesn't give up, doesn't give up. Another question is coming up. Yadi Bhagavan Sushuptaiva Mama Vikriya Nasti Katam Sopna Jagrite. Bhagavan, if like in deep sleep, Mama Vikriya Nasti. there is no modification in deep sleep. No concepts, no self-judgments in deep sleep, thank God. Then, katam swapna jagrate, how do I make all these judgments, self-judgments, adhyasa in dream also and waking also? Okay, and he says, tam guru vacha, kintu anubhuyate tvaya satatam. The translation is a little bit, you know. It's like almost like a rhetorical question. Do you always experience them? Okay. Anubhuyate satatam kintu. Okay. You are experiencing that all the time. Okay. Look at the translation, you always experience them. But the translation is a little this thing. Yeah. Do you always experience it? Is it always your experience? The disciple is answering. Vadam anubhavami kintu vichyadya vichyadya natu satatam santatam. Vadam, yes, anubhavami, I experience it. But vichyadya vichyadya. Waking I experience, sleep I don't, dreaming I experience, sleep I don't. In a moment of joy I don't experience any self-judgment. When you are dipping yourself in the Ganga at Gomukh, you don't experience. No self-judgment. Okay, another. Vichyadya vichyadya. The experience of all these self-judgments, adhyasa, etc. seems to come and go. Minimum, it is interrupted by your deep sleep states. Minimum. Is it continuously there? No. It is there in waking, it is there in dream, but not there in deep sleep. And very often, your adhyasa of dream is very different from your adhyasa of waking. You dream with them, things that you never experience in waking, in terms of self-judgment, there you have. Here you are struggling to find a job, there you own an industrial empire. Or ulta, here you are a well-known industrialist and you dreamt you lost all your money, you become broke. Insecurity coming up in dream or fantasy coming up in dream. Yeah? We all have gone through this. Therefore, the adhyasas are different. Yeah. And sometimes not there at all. As in deep sleep. This is what he means, vichyadya vichyadya, broken. In bits and pieces I am experiencing. This is it. Okay, then what does that show? Tam guru vacha tarhi agint ke tu iti tu ete natu natvatma bhute yedu tvatma bhute chaitanya swarupavat svata siddhe santate eva syatam kincha sapna jagrate yavat tvava atma bhute vyabhicharatva vastradiva nahi yasya yas rupam tad vyabhichari drishtam svapna jagrate tu chaitanya matratva vyabhicharatah sushupte chet swarupam vyabhichare tannashtam nasti tiva adya vivasya agantukanam atat dharmanam bhyatmakatva darshanam yatha dhana vastrena वस्त्रादीनां नाशः दृष्टः स्वप्न भ्रान्ति लब्धानां तु अभावे दृष्टः। इसे इस्तं गुरु वाच। व्हाट इज दैट? If you are seeing it only intermittently, then what? Tarhi agantake. So these are not intrinsic to you. They are coming and going because of some reason. Why? Natu atma bhute. They are not your nature. They cannot be your nature. Why? Yeri tu atma bhute. If it is atma bhutam, like Chaitanya Swarupa, like you being awareness, Svata Siddham self-established. Santate eva syatam. They'll always be there with you. They'll always be there. If you are mama, you become Jagan Mata. Mama to everyone. Thank God you are not. Correct? If you are employer, you should be employer to everyone. No one can be. Sometimes when I am hunting for a job, I wish that. Then go to that character, employer to everyone anyway. That's not true. Sometimes employer because he is hiring for a company. Sometimes employee, why? Because he is being hired by the company. How can both be there in the same person? Standpoint, therefore not intrinsic to you. Not intrinsic, it comes and goes. Kimcha sapna jagrate navato atma bhute. So it's a incidental, extrinsic to you. Yeah. Use any word. Yeah. What comes and goes. What is always there is your swarupa. What comes and goes is not your swarupa. Remember the example? Water. Sometimes hot, sometimes cold. Therefore that heat is not his nature. Fire, never cold. Therefore, heat is the nature. Intrinsic. Similarly here, Dadhyasa's waking dream is not there in deep sleep. Vyabhichara, being contradicted. Not only that, he says vastradivat. Like clothes, you doff and down it. You wear the ones and you take it off. So, yeah, always see you in the same clothes. Is it intrinsic? No. Take it off. Now look at yourself, especially with respect to your roles, the adhyasa of the roles. Your parents are sitting here, your child is sitting here. Look here, I am child. Look here, I am parent. With what? With just one look? What did it take you to pick up a role and drop a role? Did you have to do any effort in picking up and dropping? One look there, and child. Adult child, of course, thank God. Look here, I am parent. All it took is this. It not be changed, okay? With that you have dropped your adhyasa, replaced it with another one. Are you getting it? That's easy it is. That means what? It cannot, neither parent nor child is your true nature. Then I am adult, that is why. Adult is my true nature. And not when you are at play. When you are at play, the child in you comes up. when you are harsh and judgmental about someone, the parent in you has come out. So even adult is happy in the nature. And you ask the woman, they'll say, man, they are always children, never grow up. Not your true nature. That's all it shows. Not your true nature. Vyabhichara. Nahi yase yas rupam tat na tat vyabhicharam dastam vyabhicharam. Nahi. What is your swarupam will never change. It cannot come and go. That is your nature. Samji, that's why I told you. This is my nature, I am like this one. You are not always like that. You are not always like that. Why did it become your nature? Oh, because of all the experiences I underwent. If because of the experience you underwent you became like that, again it is not your nature. It's only the nature of your mind, that's all. Not you, you're objectifying that. Objectifying that. So how can it be your nature? That means you cannot say, what to do, I am like this only. Not intrinsic. Comes and goes. स्वप्न जागृति तो चैतन्य मात्र स्वप्न जागृति तो चैतन्य मात्र स्वप्न जागृति Waking and drinking, and waking and dream, they negate each other. When dream is, waking is not there. Waking is, dream is not there. Unless you are daydreaming. That's why you are special, in between qualification. Daydreaming. Generally, dream is, waking is not there. Waking is, dream is not there. But you are aware of both. I dreamt very, what all funny dreams I got. Last 2 weeks I have been dreaming only about Swamiji. Yeah, he was a dream guru, all right. Yeah, I'm not joking. Before the camp, before I came here, 2 weeks only dreaming about. I'm aware of that. That means the consciousness, the awareness of is there. But when I am waking up, dream gone. Waking things. So waking and dream negate each other. But in both my awareness is, that doesn't change. Aware of all that I am dreaming, aware of all that I am seeing, awake. Awareness na vyabhicharati. Chaitanya na vyabhicharati. Object of awareness keeps changing. Okay, then what? Sushupte che. Oh, sorry, we read all that. Sushupte che, swarupam vyabhichari, tan nashtam nasti iti bhadimeva sya. And in sleep, what happens? Whatever you are taking as swarupam of waking and dream, vyabhicharati. Both of them gone. Both of them gone. Tad nashtam, that means nasti iti or bhadya vivasya. Temporary negated. Why the morning you get up and you take the same thing back on? I'm mama. In deep sleep, I'm not mama. moment I wake up, what's that? Where's my child? Mama, come up. So, badam, temporary negation is not badam. Negated, not permanently, that's all. But negation is there. Badam, I was, yeah. Agantuka naam atad dharma naam ubhayatmakatva darshanat. Why? Sometimes I am mama, sometimes I am not. Ubhayatmaka. That cannot be. Therefore, one is because of some reason and an external standpoint. Agantuka naam. This is not your dharma, not your nature. It's only a role. However difficult you find to drop it, just a role. Agantukanam. Yatha dhanu vastravadhi. Dhana vastravadhi nama nashaha drishtaha. They are negated like your wealth or clothes, etc. My favorite dress, brand new. How long? Give it to the local dhobi in Bombay. It may not last one wash. You know, my mother was staying with me for a long time. Rather, I was staying with her. Then, after some time, I took sannyasa. And my mother was getting old and there was nobody else at home. So, she started staying with my sister. I am not saying poor wash from mother, etc. You will understand. Okay, the qualifications are not necessary. Not necessary. Because someone came and asked me, this Mr. and Mrs. Menon is your Purvashram mother. No. Meaning, mother before you took Chennai. Correct. And with respect to the body, she is mother anyway. Genetic things you can't change. No? Sannyasa doesn't change your genetics. When you use words, it becomes spiritual snobbery. I am saying this is dhana vastradi. Then she would come visiting for a couple of days. Just to feel back in our old home. Nice about it. What happened to that ladle? I said, I kept it here to give it to the waste collector. Why? It's broken. I used it for 40 years, it didn't break. Correct. It is not Nithya Vastu. Dhana Vastra Adi Namba. Mamas are like that, you know. That vessel has a hole in it. 45 years I used and didn't have a hole. You used it for 45 years, what does it? In India, we use things that long before we junk them. Under this, so there's a hole there, we won't junk them. Still some people try to repair it and keep it for sentimental value. But nashtaha drishtaha, see, it is comes to an end. Dhana vastradina nashaha drishtaha. Swapna bhranti labdhanam tu abhave drishtaha. What is seen in dream or bhranti, rope snake, etc. Abhava drishtaha. It see, it disappears. Not only that, everything in waking also disappears. They had a nice bandara. Nice. Not like that. This bandara, not, you don't see big eater. Big eaters are someone who can eat about a dozen puris. With sabji and sambar and rice to match, and got a kilo of jalebis, and usko bolta good bhandara. particular village will be about 10 pieces, 8 to 10 pieces of. आराम से खा सकता है, उल्ली जलेबी से खा सकता है कटक के लोग. For everyone who came in.
There are no police.
Some chief justice of the local court visited there. That's all. That's why there is some confusion. The cops are around. So, then sometimes you wonder, do these guys really need protection? Or are you keeping the cops there to prevent them from being bribed by somebody? Sometimes you have to think these things. Who's protecting whom and for what? Anyway, jokes apart. He had a good mandala and went for an afternoon siesta. Stomach heavy. And he had drunk. That for days he had not eaten. Bhuka marra, I'm hungry for days, I've been starving. The food in his stomach is not valid in dream state, it is negated. Correct or not? Then in the dream, he won a lottery. ₹10 crore Diwali bumper. Decent amount. That is not valid on waking up. So which is more real now? This is not valid there, that is not valid. Both are negated in deep sleep. Can you see that? That means what? None of them is your true nature. Ye vichara darshana. Dhana vastra adivat. Money comes, money goes. In fact, money is meant to circle it. It comes, it goes. Among the sailors, we used to have a statement. Rich on payday, broke the next. Our time, you know. Rich and paid, then you got the money. No? For sailors, food and shelter is taken care of the ship. Then you go, you buy this, buy that, and today you are broke. You send the money home, this, that, after that. You don't have to wait until the end of the month to be broke if you are a sailor, okay? Saving, etc. starts. When you think of come on, come back and you have to appear for your exam. So 3 months you will be jobless, you are on leave. So how do you live at that time? Too shameful to go and ask Papa for money. You are already independent on working. That time you start thinking of saying. You never had the same dream 3 nights in a row? I have had. I told you 2 weeks I have been dreaming of Swamiji.
When I come back from Hindi, Jagruti, I can have.
So there also same thing can happen. You can have a dream within a dream also. In the dream you think you have got up and you are doing things and gone back to sleep. 25 years can be experienced in a few seconds. Dream. Sab kuch hota hai. Exactly. Swakale satyavat bhati. In its own time, both appear real, both are not real. You can argue one is more real than the other. From whose standpoint? Maker's standpoint. Not the dreamer's standpoint. The dreamer doesn't even know you exist. At least maker, you know, the dreamer is there. Therefore, he seems to be more real. Because he dismisses you totally, you don't exist. He doesn't know, even know you exist. Both come and go. Both are unreal. Both appear real when you experience it. both appear real when you experience. Samsara sapna tulya hi raga dvesha adi sankula. Waking world is sapna tulya, similar to dream, where in both you get raga dvesha adi, likes and dislikes. I like this, I don't like that. I like that, I like no. I can stand this guy, I can't stand that guy. Sokale satyavad bhati. Both appear real in his own time. Prabodhe sati. When you wake up to the reality, asad bhave. Both are not real. Both are not real. Now don't tell me, okay Swamiji, I'll study Vedanta in my dream. You teach in the waking. All of a sudden the waking now is the whole lot of studying in the waking. In the dream you'll have to find another dream guru.
I saw you only in my dream last night.
Oh my god, I also become dream guru. Not bad, got promotion. See, it's the student that make the teacher great. I'm just pulling it like this. Okay. Then it's not a problem because you hear me saying the same things. Or rather, you'll hear me saying what you have understood. Okay. The student says that seems okay, but issue high ability. Ninja Alunga doesn't give up. And you know why Puja Swami used to call ninja? Because the ninja, half his battles are won because of illusions that he creates. Yeah, seems to disappear, appear. He seems to be invincible. He seems to be invisible also sometimes. Not that he is really invisible. No one becomes invisible. Harry Potter's cloak is not yet made. It's they started experimenting. Small objects. Bending of light, etc. But this guy survives on illusion. Which is true. Half the battles are won on illusion. Half the battles are won on illusion. A good strategist knows the value of that. Reads Sun Tzu and the Art of War or a Book of Five Rings. Book of Five Rings or what? It's all like that. Same way, Dahankara survives on all this. This is like this, this is like that, that should be like this.
Huh?
Sun Tzu. It's a Chinese book, The Art of War. Translator James Clavell. Book of Five Rings, I don't remember who was translated. I read it long back. Yeah, we go back thousands of years. Yeah. Therefore he says, Naivam Bhagavan Chaitanya Swarupam Api Agantuka Praptam Swapna Jagrati Yoho Iva Sushupte Anupalabdehe Achaitanya Swarupo Va Syamaham. Says Naivam Bhagavan, this is not true. Why? Chaitanya Swarupam Api Agantukam Praptam. My Swarupa of being awareness also seems to come and go. Why? Swapna Jagratayo Viva. Like dream and waking. Why? Sushupti Anupalabdehe. I don't know anything in deep sleep. Common doubt, na? I don't know anything in deep sleep. Therefore, Achaitanya Swarupa Vasyama. I should be completely insentient then. Because I am not Chaitanya. If I am not awareness, then what should I be? either nothingness or inertia. That's true. That's why science says all your awareness is a product of matter. Science is materialistic. In science, awareness is information gathering activity of the brain. Product of matter, which I'll answer some other time. I'll think about it. Therefore, he says, the teacher answering, na pashya tat anupapattehe chaitanya sarupam chet agantakam pashyasi pashya na daita varsha shatena api upapattya kalayutim shakno maha vayam anyaha va achat chaitanyo api sanghatatva parartyam anekatvam nashitvam cha kenachit upapatya varayutam na shakyam. Now from before, okay. Avastu artasya svatasiddhi abhavan ityavochama chaitanya swarupasya tu atmanaha svatasiddhehe anyanapekshatvam na kenachit varatim shakyam avyabhichara. बेटा ये नहीं है, ठीक है, देखो जरा बराबर पश्य. आई विल लुक एट इट. आई एम आस्किंग टू ट्रू थिंक अबाउट इट. दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग, थिंक अबाउट इट. पश्य तद न तद अनुपत्ते विल नॉट टेनेबल. योर आर्ग्यूमेंट दैट अवेयरनेस इज नॉट देयर इन डीप स्लीप इज नॉट टेनेबल. ओके, व्हाई? Chaitanya Swarupam Chet Agantukam Pashyasi Pashya. If you think, okay, if you think that Chaitanya Swarupam also comes and goes, in deep sleep it is not there, rethink that. Why? Na etat varsha shatena api. Even in 100 years, upapatya logically, kaliyatam shakno mahavayam. You will not be able to establish that in 100 years. Logically, you will not be able to establish that awareness is not there in sleep in 100 years. Okay? Anyava chaitanya api. Anyava chaitanya. Or there is another chaitanya. Okay? Not only that. Why? Why you can't establish in 100 years? Because I know I slept. Simple. You don't need any great logic. Your experience is good enough. You get up and say, I slept well. Or I did not sleep. I did not sleep, no problems. Except the problem of sleepiness in class. I slept well is known to you or not known to you? Hey, you look a bit sleepy. Did I get a good sleep last night? Total, I did not know a thing. Blissful. I did not know a thing. How can you tell me that? Unless you are there. But there is only one logic necessary. Your own anubhava, understanding your own anubhava, your experience. That I did not know a thing. That's all that is necessary. There are other arguments if you want. So on later text, more technically advanced, we can see. But I think you have got enough of technicalities in this text. Or jada add, you know, want me to add any more. Enough here. Yeah. So go on. Simple. The most powerful argument is, hey, I know I slept. Who knew? Your mind is not functioning, your mind is asleep. Then who knew? I who is that I? Mind is not there. Huh? What is that? You are expressing it in the waking state, correct? Because in deep sleep state you cannot express it unless you are a sleep talker, like sleepwalker. Because your mind is not functioning, therefore you cannot express it. Look at it. The waking state, all that's happening. Now, your mind is knowing all this. And I also know I know. Correct? That I know that I know is I awareness. In dream, your mind is experiencing all. I know I dreamt. Not while I was dreaming. Sokali Satyavad Bhati. In its own time, it seemed experiences. But I know it is false. But even in dream, I know I dreamt. I am going through the experience. That is there. This all is happening. I am aware of that. Both the experience absent, deep sleep. Mind is asleep. And I am objectifying the sleeping minds. Therefore, I can't express it in sleep. But I know it all right. My mind is left. Waking, the mind and I identified. And what do I say? I slept. Who was the one that slept? Mind. But mind and I is one now in waking. Identification. And what do I say? I slept. You never slept. You are objectifying the sleeping mind. You are like that owl in Native American Indian. You are like that owl, always awake. You never slept. You are objectifying the sleeping mind. And waking the sleeping mind and I, adhyasa. Identification. Rope snake path. And say, I slept.
Sleep includes all the levels of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, the sleep is equivalent to all of them. Because in all of them, it's a deeper level. Therefore, you may be a little bit more disoriented when you wake up, that's all. When you wake up from sleep, you are generally not disoriented. Because it's a gradual process. Plus, it's an everyday thing, you are used to it. But coma, unconsciousness, etc. are deeper. They are all similar. Mind is not functioning. They are deeper levels. Therefore, waking up, there may be a little disorientation. Waking, you will continue from whatever was there the previous day. You come out of unconsciousness. You will continue, you pick up the thought which was there before. Sometimes uncomfortably so. And as younger I saw this boxer knocked out. Okay. It happened in the ring, he got knocked out. Then his seconds came and revived him. Revived his heart punching. Hey, fight is over. You are gone, over, done. You live to fight another day. Picked up the last thought. Had to punch counter. It's all deeper level, that's all. Therefore, that little disorientation can be. That was the same thing. The last thought you'll pick up. Same thing. Samadhi, Andha Samadhi, unconsciousness, etc. And you know, yes, what happened to you? I did not know anything. What will you say? I did not know anything. What happened? I did not know anything. You are aware, I did not know anything. See, that much you all are aware. You ask, what happened? I don't know. I did not know anything then. Why? Before going to sleep, since there is a preparation of going to sleep, you know you are going to sleep. When someone knocks your tongue, what happened? You'll say, because you're illiberal, correct? That's all. That's all a little disoriented. But I did not know is common. That means I awareness objectified, the mind that was totally resolved, totally ignored. That's the important part. Your own anubhava it is. It is not a wise man's anubhava sitting on the peaks of the Himalayas. It is your. It is not some mystic's experience, it is your experience. Universal human experience. That's important, it's that universality of human experience. If I say it is mystical experience, mine, subject to you, your experience may not be valid for others. No, no, I experience it. I experience oppositely. Then what? No, no, in meditation I saw blue light inside. No, 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 I saw white light inside. Be concerned. It is my experience. All I say is my experience. Then you know both are projections. Why? It's not different opinions are there. That is because this guy is too much of anger, that's why he's so reticent. Can give some interpretation. Up to a point valid, otherwise not valid. Okay. But I did not know. That is common human experience. There is no subjectivity about it. Well, you know, sir.
What state of sleep talks me about? What state of
one part, some, see, even when you are sleeping, your autonomous nervous system is active. That's why your digestion, heartbeat, etc. keep going. So some of that motor function also becomes active. Therefore you sleepwalk. But you wake up the sleepwalker. I don't know his fact. That remains the same. Some autonomous nervous system also. Or at some, under some dream influence it happens. That also is quite possible. Medical reasons are there. Some neurologists can be all the medical reasons for it.
That's also a state of dreaming where you can become aware.
Huh?
That's also a state of dreaming where you can become aware.
Yeah, sometimes you are aware that you are dreaming, but you can't control that dream. Yeah. That can also happen. And you have that experience that you are dreaming and you know you are dreaming, but you can't stop it. And just before the nice things happen, you wake up. Jiva loser, what to do? This is a common experience.
Okay.
Death is not. Death and deep sleep is nothing to do with each other. Death is when you leave this body and don't come back. If you come back, there's not death. Correct? Sleep is your coming back. So that's only do. In death, once you die and you come out of the body, you're aware. Am I lying there or am I here? Someone when I died and he came and said, you know, I am dead, but I'm there, you know. You see, that's what I talk to you all the time. You are there. Why are you coming back and telling me? I know you are there. Now go on your journey. Yeah. Your body has been burned. You don't hang around thinking you are there. Go. Yeah. Exactly. You come back. Okay. Then not only that. If you take that consciousness is coming and going and you are something else, or you are a partially conscious, sometime conscious, what will happen? Sanghatatva parathyam. You will be an assemblage of conscious, unconscious put together. Any assemblage is meant for something else. Table is an assemblage, car is an assemblage, meant for me. If you are an assemblage of conscious, unconscious, etc., you are meant for someone else. Swartyam, Pararthyam, Anekatvam. You'll be many. Why? Because you'll be finite. Therefore, samsari, always. Nashitvam, you'll be subject to destruction, subject to time and space, because finite. Na kenachat upapatya varayitam shakya. Once you take yourself that you are not awareness, these three, four factors, nashitvam, etc., you cannot negate by any amount of logic. They'll automatically become yours. If you're not awareness, then you become a finite entity. Then all this logic will be there. Subject to destruction, meant for somebody else, something else. Finite, samsari. I am finite and I want to get rid of some of my samsaritva. That temporary you will be able to manage, only temporary. I gave a holiday to what my sorrow. Nine. Nine men on a death mansions. Yo ho ho, what about my friend? Temporary you'll get it. By deadening your mind. And when the effect is over, you have all the problems that were there before, plus a hangover. Plus. At least when you go to sleep and get up, only the problem that you had before remaining. Even samadhi is the same. Problems don't go away. I told you all the story. My students know the story, the very real life story that has happened. You know, in Bombay there is a beach called Chaupati, Marine Line Chaupati Beach. A beach, small beach. Nothing great about it. Nice beach. And there used to be this guy who will be buried under the sand, head inside, everything, complete, 2 feet down, under the sand, for hours. And by sunset, he had 3-4 chelas with him, disciples, they will dig him out. So one day I waited. I used to see this off and on because I used to go for my class and sometimes I reach early. Because you don't know Bombay traffic, sometimes early, sometimes so. To prevent from being late, I used to leave early. Then I used to take a walk and then come. I used to see this guy buried. So one day I went on a non-class day and said, let me talk to this guy. He's buried. 3 disciples are out. Then before sunset, they took him out. Because you are buried in Samadhi inside. You can't come out on your own. You're in a trance, samadhi. So they done him out. Massage his face. Then there was a small tower, a handkerchief kept. He is looking at that handkerchief. Kya sala? 10 rupiya aaya. For only 10 bucks. Because people throw a coin, money. 10 bucks. Then he looks at me. Baba ji. देखो क्या हम 4 मूर्ति है 4 पीपल मूर्ति 4 बंडर से जैसे महाराज ये 2 परिचय है 2 इन्विटेशन एक मूर्ति हम है एक मूर्ति बीमार आ नहीं सका दक्षिणा तो दीजिए उनके लिए दक्षिणा गिव द दक्षिणा इज एक्सेप्टेड प्रैक्टिस दिस इज नॉट वेल यू नीड द मनी मोर देन यू गिव द And he asks, you want to take the food for him? So, 4 murti hai, 10 rupiya. Kya khayegi? What will we eat? Correct. 10 bucks, what will we eat in Bombay? Means what? He didn't come out saying, anandoham, anandoham. Chaitanya sarupoham, ahu, ahu. He didn't say all that. He comes out disappointed. बाबा जी देखिए ना माया पूरी है, इट्स अ ट्रू स्टोरी आई एम टेलिंग यू, नॉट मेकिंग इट अप, दिस इज मायापुरी. मायापुरी मीनिंग ए सिटी ऑफ इल्यूजन, डिल्यूजन्स, व्हिच इज व्हाट बॉम्बे इज एनीवे. व्हाट आर यू? So I now wanted to know more about this. So I said, "Chaliye, let's all go and have something." There's an ideal cafe opposite. Now it has become a big cafe. Those days it was a simple Irani junction. We went there, had some dal chawal, roti. Dal chawal you get. That much you get in all Irani joints, even now. And you'll get a plate of tasteless vegetables also. Little bit salted in oil, nothing else. Then some salt added to it. ठीक है, खा लो, बैठ के गप्पा मार के. There is no knowledge, no realization, nothing. Like deep sleep is gone and come out. That's it. It's called Andha Samadhi. So all yoga characters who want to talk about Samadhi, no? I defy them to do what he is doing. They keep talking, you know, sometimes I meet guys. If you want to practice yoga, please practice. Do it like the way Swamiji is saying, it's great, they're opening up. Yoga is great. If you talk only Samadhi and realize it in Samadhi, then I tell the characters, I tell them the story and say, now you do that Samadhi and show it to me, then we'll talk. Very useful part of this. Then we will talk. If he comes out, he will know, he's come out the same. If it doesn't come out, I don't have the problem. I'm not that heartless, I'm just talking about the problem is gone either, that's all. Because I know they wouldn't want to take the chance. Those who talk about it wouldn't want to take the chance. Those who can do it, they won't talk on this one. This they won't talk. That is the thing. The simple solution. And here in this life, you should always rely on simple solutions. Go like that. Okay, therefore, okay. Aswarthasya swataha siddhi abhava iti avaucha. If you are not independent, you don't exist by yourself also. You will be meant for somebody else. Swartha meaning you exist for yourself, that's it. Independent existence. Okay. Swata Siddha Abhava, I have already said that before. Chaitanya Swarupasitu Atma, Swata Siddhi. For the Chaitanya Atma, which is self-evident, Anya Anapekshatvam, not dependent on anything else for its existence, not dependent on anything else for its fullness, for the sense of fullness, he says, na kenachit varayitum shakyam. Nobody can negate that. Nobody can negate that. Abhyapriyata. Because I am always awareness. If I am always awareness, I, awareness, always independent. Always exist, self-evident. Always self-existing. No force in the world can change that. Nothing can change. No logic, no experience, no anubhava, no philosophy. This is self-evident. No logic can change. If you understand that, no logic can change you also. Hey, I know this is so clear. Can any logic prove to you this is not a book? No, this is pramana siddham, established by means of knowledge. Yours and this itself you cannot change. Then, this is self-evident, not dependent on any means of knowledge. How can that be taken away by anything else? Na kenachit varayitum shakyam. Nothing can negate it. Nothing can negate it. Good place to stop. Okay.